Morning. Today's daf is daf hey amid aleph. We actually left off daf dalet amid beis. Tomorrow is daf dalet amid beis right at the bottom. We started embarking on one of the, again, the most popular sugya in the whole Tomorrow. It goes, carries on for a couple of daf. The shayla is yavd mahani, yavd lemani. If the Torah tells us not to do something, he's allowed to do something, if one goes chalila and does it, do his actions work or not? That is the machlekes, fundamental machlekes of Abaye and Rava. Now, just to be clear, if a Torah says, we're talking about very specific types of lavim. If a Torah says not to hit someone, which the Torah does say, it says not to eat a certain iser, not to have certain relations. Over there, it doesn't pass yavad lemahani. There's no chaleis happening. There's no effect that's taking effect. It's an action you're not supposed to do. And if I do it, chalila, I'm over. There's no question of mahani or not. Mahani not really applies to things that have a chaleis. For example, and the Gemara is going to actually show that this example is not going to be a proof because it's psukim. But for example, if the Torah says, do not marry this and this person. These two people should not get married together. And if they attempt to get married, so if you say i'avad mahani, then even though they weren't supposed to try to get married, the attempt can work and it'll be chal. If you say le mahani, it won't be chal. Again, the Gemara is going to bring it as one of the rayas in the machlekes Abaye and Rava, and essentially, the bar does with almost all the rayas say that even if you hold normally mahani, the pasuk over here says le mahani. Even if you hold normally le mahani, pasuk here says mahani. The bar is going to do that as well with that raya. But again, similar idea. Trumas and maestros, let's say. We had that on Daf Dalet about taking trumas and maestros out of order, right? Bikurim before trumas. Theoretically, if I'm not supposed to do it, if I did it, shouldn't be chal. Whenever there's a chalais involved, something which is more, spiritual, call it something which is more, there's an effect taking a place, more than just a physical act. Over there is where this machlekes yavad mahani, we have a le mahani applies. Let's see it inside. Says the Gemara, bottom of Dalan Amabez. Amar Abaye, five lines from the bottom. Kamus Amar Chamon Alisavid im Avid Mahani, anything where the Torah says don't do it, if one does it, it still works. And he brings a proof. Mahani, am I lucky? Because if it didn't work, why would you get Malkus? We don't get Malkus for a lav. Why would he get Malkus for a lav if his actions didn't come to fruition, if it didn't work? Rav Amar, no. Lay Mahani, it doesn't work what he tried to do. Torah says don't do it. That means, again, just to tighten it a little stronger according to Rava, when the Torah says don't do this, it means you cannot do this. Not that you're not allowed to. You actually can't. It will not take effect. Ah, you'll ask me, why do you get Malkus? The reason why you get Malkus is because Lamaisa, you are over on the words of the Torah. You're trying to go against what the Torah says, and therefore you get Malkus. So your actions, taka, don't work. But you still get Malkus because you attempted to go against what the Torah says. So there's really two machlekas in here, if you notice, in Abaye and Rava. One machlekas is A, does it work or not? You're actually going into Torah. And B, would one get Malkus? Abaye is saying it must work because otherwise you wouldn't get Malkus. Meaning if it didn't work, trying to be over the Torah would not warrant someone, the fact he's trying to be over the Torah would not warrant someone getting Malkus. That seems to be the simple understanding of Abaye. And Rava's arguing on both those points. He's saying, no. What you try to do does not work. You can't be over on what the Torah is saying. And number two, even so, you still get Malkus because trying to be over on the Torah is enough to get Malkus. Now, Tosfos asks on this whole discussion. It really should be one of the Gemara's riots because Tosfos, we're just going to point it out because Tosfos Kasha is very relevant. His answer is the setup of how the Gemara is going to answer most of the questions. Bottom Tosfos asks that if you're telling me that. If one does something he's not supposed to, le mahani, like Rava, so if a person shechts the Karban Pesach with chametz around, you know what the halacha is? You're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach while you still have chametz around. What if someone does that? It should be puzzle. And we know the halacha is, that's not true. B'di'evet, you're over lav, but your Karban Pesach is still kosher. But why? If you say avad le mahani, this is taka in the realm of chaleis, right? It's not just a physical act. I'm shechting my Karban Pesach, I need it to be kosher, and I have chametz around, it shouldn't be kosher, according to Rava, i'avad le'mahani, what's going on over there? Tosfos answers that the Shalmi has a pasuk that says that it's kosher. It's a pasuk. And the reason why I'm pointing out the Tosfos is because, really, the Gemara is going to bring now, like Larry pointed out before we started, 14 rayas, back and forth between Rava, but it's going to take us, to today's daf only has 10, there's going to be four more tomorrow's daf, this discussion goes for a couple of blots, but the most consistent answer we'll find out those sigya is what Tosfos just answers here. There is some pasuk, meaning we have a kasha. You have a raya mahani, we bring a pasuk. Why is le mahani? You have a raya that it should be le mahani. You bring a pasuk. Why over here it's le mahani, but normally it's mahani. It's always my answer is always based on a pasuk. Tosfos says the Yushalmi has some pasuk to answer why in this case it would be, why in this case, it would be Mahani, even according to Rav, who says, Lemani, why by Karm Pesach, it would be Mahani. The Mefarshim actually asked on Tosfos, it's a funny place to bring a kasha from. Why? Because Kachem, we know we have a cloud, we've spoken this out many times, especially since we started Zvachim, that by Kachem, if the Torah tells you not to do something once, you know what we call that? A suggestion. It's not an answer. Elsewhere, anywhere else in the Torah, Torah says, don't do it. It's a lot. You can't do it. You don't need a second warning. If it says it once, you can't do it. It's usher. By kachim, when I say suggestions, make it sound a little weak. It's more than a suggestion. The point is, in order for something to be ma'akiv, it needs to repeat it twice. If a Torah says, do this, or don't do this, if it says only once, you're supposed to do it. It's a mitzvah. The lashon of the Gemara always is, it's the mitzvah. Shina kasev, la'akiv. But the pasuk sometimes repeats it for it to be ma'akiv. Without repeating it, everywhere else in the Torah, it would still be ma'akiv. By kachim, you need to repeat it for it to be ma'akiv. So don't ask for Karm Pesach, it wasn't repeated. And therefore, when ma'akiv, as I affect him first on Tesis' kasha, why is it come to answer for the Shalmi, you don't have a shina kasev la'akiv. Okay. Now, one last point on this, on the bottom of this Amud, Rashi says that this din of machlekes of Abayim Rava, whether Komas or Achmanel, we went back over to the beginning of the Gemara just because this is the basis for the next plot and half. So when it says Rashi says it's talking specifically about Leisa says. By Leisa says we say if you're not supposed to do it, the Torah says don't do it. Then you do it. Are you still going to be? Does it work? A and B. Do you get malchus even though it didn't work? That's the machlekes of Mayim Rava. Rashi points out we're talking specifically about Leisa says. The Shita says, Lav Dafka. Rashi doesn't mean Dafka Leisa says, because we have a klal, Lav Haba Mechlal Asay, a Lav that's derived from an Asay, has a status of an Asay. Lav Haba Mechlal Asay is Asay. One of the questions the Gemara is going to bring, specifically about taking Truma in a fashion you're not supposed to, from good on bad, bad on good. You're supposed to take Truma from good on good, or from the same species on the same species. So that whole din is learned from a Lav Haba Mechlal Asay. If Rashi means that the whole Mechlekes of Abayim Rav is only by a proper Lav, not by a lav abam chalasei, then the Gemara's raya, the third raya of the page, the Gemara's raya will not make sense. It won't fit into this machlokes. It must be Rashi doesn't mean mamish leisasei. It means negative commandments, whether it's a leisasei mamish or a lav abam chalasei. The Pnei Yeshua seems to say that Rashi means real lav. He learns the din is dafka machlokes by rav is only by real lavim, and the Mefarshim struggle to find out where does Pnei Yeshua have a real lav by that case of being teirim in the wrong fashion, because obviously the Gemara is being arrived from there. It must be there's some sort of real lav. It's not clear. The clear source seems to be a lav of machal say. Okay, let's start the 10 rayas of the day. We have 10 rayas today on the machlokes Abayim Rava. Meisve, top line of Ham and Olive. Einus Shigirish. A ma'anas, one who is ma'anas, a young girl, the halacha is he's mechuyev to marry her. He's not allowed to send her out his whole life. Le'yuchoshacha, kol yamav, is going to be key words coming up. He's not allowed to send her out, not allowed to divorce her. Now, if he divorces her, he's over her love. Im Yisrael who? If he's Yisrael, ma'chasevin leika. Take her back, and you won't get malchus. We actually quoted this already in yesterday's discussion, at the Daftal, right? But here the Mar is asking now a question on Rava. Take her back and you don't get malchus. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that since you still have a chiv to take her back, if you take her back, that means your divorce, so to speak, wasn't effective. And divorce wasn't effective. Therefore, you don't get malchus. According to Abaye, you don't get malchus if it's effective. According to Rava, that even trying to be Eivor on the Torah warrants malchus, even if you're not successful. So you should get malchus here. Why is the fact that the Yisrael could take her back? The Mishnah there is just making, or the Brayis is making a distinction between Yisrael as opposed to a Kohen, because a Kohen cannot take her back. But the point is, even Yisrael, even if he could take her back, he tried to divorce her, so that should be warranting malchus, according to Rava. V'yamet, given the Avar Mechmana. Lucky, hi, Nami Luklish Malchus here as well. Tif to the Rava's Kasha Rava, Amalach Rava will tell you, Shiny Hasam, the Amakra, Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav Hechse. The Pasuk specifically says, Le'yuchel Shacha Kol Yamav. It added that he's on a constant Chiev to stay married to her, which means, on the flip side, that the divorce is only considered a divorce if it's permanent. So Rav will tell you, only Iver if you did a divorce in a permanent fashion in a way where you cannot remarry her. But any divorce that's not done in a permanent fashion, that will not be Iver, and therefore over here, it's not considered, you didn't finish being Iver the Issa, so to speak. Excellent question. We'll get there in a second. Excellent. Ula Abaye, Ilav de Amar Achmana Kol Yamav, Havamina Isiruhu de Avadle. And according to Abaye, if not for the fact that Torah says, nor is bothered. Abaye holds you only get malchus in a case where what you did was chal. So over here, over here, even without the fact you have to take her back and marry her, even if you divorce her, would be considered a case of not successfully fully carrying out the lav. So you wouldn't get malchus anyway. What does he need this koyam of what does he need this extra drasha for? According to Abaya, I know, because I would have understood that when he did divorce her, he was over. The divorce was chal, and he committed this avera, and now he has a choice to take her back or not. Therefore, Torah has to stress, no, there's a chiv to take her back. It's not just a choice. Even according to Abaya, who says, I ovid is mahani, the Torah had to tell me that even though it's mahani, you still have to go, and you have a mitzvah to take her back. Now, the Mefarshim are curious. Taisus really addresses Meisha's question. It's a bomb question. We're saying that according to Rava, since there's a din of koyam of hechzer, so it's not considered fully effective, and therefore even Rav would agree that there's no malchus here. So Taisus asks, to put your question more succinctly, Maish, what would be if she goes and has relations with someone now? At a marriage. If she goes and has relations. Or if the guy divorces her, and now she wants to marry, the husband goes and dies afterwards, and now she wants to marry a kayin. Same Shaila. But Taisus, you're talking about it, you're adding details to the case. Taisus says, right now, she goes and has relations. You telling me she's not divorced? Because it's din of koyam of hechzer. She's not divorced. You mean chayivs? Chayev als eishes ish for that. So Tais says avada not. Tais says enachami. Tais is bothered by the question. Avada, she's not eishes. The divorce did work to the sense that she's not eishes ish right now. But we know the pasuk compares elsewhere get to misa. Tzav says get to misa a few times. The Torah compares get to misa. And by misa, she's fully detached. Over here, there's still a mitzvah to take her back. So we don't mean to say that it's not effective b'chlal. Avada, she wouldn't be even eishes ish, but we mean to say that it's still not effective to the extent of like a misa. By misa, end of story, it's history, there's no more connection to this guy. Over here, there's still mitzvah, there's still a chiv to take back, and therefore, it's not considered fully effective to the same extent, and therefore, even Rava could agree, there's no malchus. But Taisus is bothered. The question is more geshmak than the answer. The answer is really based on a drasha. But the question was that it sounds like for the Gemara that the get is not effective. The chayrit is effective, just not fully effective. Yes. Right. Zakt Gemara. Next raya. So we're up to. It's really actually from the same exact brisa, but the Gemara, according to this version, brings the brisa as a kasha on Abaye, not a kasha on Rava. Lishna Achmina, Meisve. Remember, Abaye is the one that says Yavid Mahani, and Rava says Yavid. If you try to be even alive, Lemani. And like we pointed out before, just before some of you came earlier, the machlekes is specifically by things that are related to a chalais. You won't have an effect, like a marriage, like truma, like carbon, anything which is physical. The Torah says, don't hit Ruvain. And I hit Ruvain, of course I was like, there's no mahani or lemani. Don't have relations with this woman, I did. No mahani or lemani, I did it. Anything which is physical is done. Don't eat this, and I did, it's done. It means when there's a chalais, when there's some sort of legal effect taking place, some sort of almost like a spiritual effect taking place, that's where we have this machlekes. Lishnachwina. Meisve, einis shagirish. An einis, the divorces, the anusa, the girl, he's not supposed to, the victim. Im Yisrael, who? If he's Yisrael, machas v'ni leika. Again, if he's Yisrael, take her back, the no malchus. Im kayenu, I mean, this is what you were just discussing. Im kayenu, if he's a kayen, leika v'ni machas. If he's a kayen, then he gets malchus, and he can't take her back, because he's not an opportunity to take her back. And that was, right, again, your point from Tesfas, that obviously the get is effective for that. Good raya. Says the Gemara, Ketani, it says very clearly, if it's Yisrael, he takes her back. It's Kasha Abaye. So moreover, according to this version, it's a little bit of a jump. They're making a jump now. The divorce clearly works. For Haraya, really to what you were pointing out, the Kayan can't take her back. But the point is, the Yisrael's Mechuv take her back, is that not a form of being Leimahani? The fact, according to Abaye, I'm not supposed to do this, but if I do it, it works. If it works, the Yisrael should be off the hook. He shouldn't have to take her back. The fact is, take her back is a Raya that it doesn't work. Again, doesn't mean the chalais didn't work fully. It's a right. The Mara is making a jump to the fact that I'm not getting my full bang for my buck of what I wanted, which is the ma'anis is not getting out of the picture totally. He has to take it back still. Is a form of le'mahani. It's a little bit of a jump. Maskim says the Gemara. Shani Yasan Rechman Amar Kol Yamav. The answer is that there's a separate mitzvah they have Kol Yamav. The Torah says Kol Yamav Mamavichser. There's a chiv take her back all the days. So you're right. Normally there could be an isser to divorce her, but once divorced, you're divorced and you're out. But the Torah added the words Kol Yamav to say even if you divorce her, take her back. Rav Amalek. Now according to Rav, the question is Rav holds Lemahani in the first place. So it's Pashi have to take her back. Who needs Kol Yamav? Rav Amalek. Ilekas Rechman Kol Yamav. Havamina Lilkiv Lahader. I would think that you get Malkus. And you still have to marry her, both, because he tried to marry her from the Torah, and there's a separate mitzvah to take her back. Says the Gemara, Davi Limar explains, Davi Lav Greda, because it's Stam Alav. Dichsiv Le Yuchel Shalcha. Very gishmak. Rav is saying that why is the Yisrael like of machzer ve'ena like? It takes her back and doesn't get malchus. If not for the pasuk of kayamav, I would think he was aver, he divorced her, right? I doesn't work fully because he has to take it back. So what? He was aver alav, he gets malchus for it, and now there's a din that he still take her back. How do I know there's no malchus if he takes her back? Because by making koyama v'hichzer is a separate, like I say, a lava nitik la say, we know lava nitik la say, that was again yesterday's daf, one does not get malchus for. So by adding koyama is in order to take away from the din of malchus. Okay. Says the Gemara. Vahari terim in aral yafa. The Torah says, by taking truma, one should not take truma from shvacha product on a more superior product. Rachman Abram b'kol chelbe says take from all the fat, from the best. Chelbe in green light. So you take from the best of the best and the shvach on the shvach. You don't patter up your chiv truma by taking from the shvach stuff. Utanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Ain't termin min aral yafa. You don't take from bad onto good. Vim tara. But the Mishnah says if he did do it, truma say truma, it works. Ama mahani. See, it works. Even though he's ever alive. Tifta derava. Now this is a case where this is the case we referenced before, which is not really a black and white lav. It's a lav abba mechal say mikol chelbe. You should take from the good. What do you derive from there? You should not take from the bad. That's the lav, which comes from the positive commandment. Lav abba mechal say has a din of say actually, and that's why the Shita pointed out in Rashi that doesn't mean we're only talking about lavim. A lav abba mechal say is also included. So here too, the Mar is asking on Rava that it's a lav abba mechal say, and yet it still works. The din of taking truma on the wrong spot, still I'm from the wrong product, works. But the Evan answers the Gemara, Amalach Rava, Shiny, Hasam, Kitar Bilai, Dam Rabbi Lai, Menayin Laterim, Aral Yafa, Shetrabas Truma. How do we know if one takes truma from bad on good, it still works? Shnemar Vilay, Sisa Alav Chait, Barimchem Eschal Bemenu. He should not carry a chait when he takes the truma. Emeni Kaddish, if the truma is not chal, then Nesis Chay Lamali. Lama, why would he be carrying a chait? It says, don't carry a chait when you take the chuma. Now, if you hold it, it's not chal, why is he carrying a chait? So it must be the chuma's chal. From the lush of Nesis of chait, don't carry a chait, we see that's chal. Imen Ekadash, Nesis Chay Lama, Mekal Tamar Yafas, Chuma's Chuma. So from here we see, one takes chuma from bad on good, it still works. So Rav holds really Lay Mahani, but normally, but over here, the fact that Torah says, don't carry a chait, shows that's Mahani. Tais right away jumps in and says, what do you mean? Rav Ashita is that when I do an isser that I'm not supposed to, any isser I'm not supposed to do, I attempt to do it. My actions don't work, but I'm still aver. I get malchus because I was trying to be aver, and the Torah was also a chait. So what's the question? If it doesn't work, why is there a chait? On the contrary, that's Rav Ashita. Rav Ashita always is, even if it doesn't work, I still have a chait. I still get malchus. What's the raya from the leisid of chait? Taisus is the kasha. Taisus answers that hagufa. Every Aveira, the second I try to do it, according to Rava, even if it's not Chal, I'm Aver, and I have to be a carbon. I get Malkus for it. So why does I have to stress over here? Why stress over here any more than any other Isser? The fact that there are stresses must be, it is Chal over here, because again, Tais really answering, and a Chanami, for the fact that you're Aver on the Chait, we talk, it didn't need a Pasuk. But therefore, why did the Torah say, Laisi Selav Chait? Why add those words? It must be saying the words to say that it's actually Chal. You don't need it to be chal in order to be aver the avera that we takeno from Rava. But the fact that the Torah is stressed over the aver and a chait, which is every avera according to Rava, must be actually chal. As the Tosfos learns, Shita learns a step stronger. I've always had this machshava. I don't remember seeing the Shita, but now it's beautiful. He says like sisal chait means you're carrying a chait. What does carrying a chait mean? If I didn't avera, chalila, I did avera yesterday. So today I did avera. I still have to tshuva. The avera is done. It's history. Carrying the chait means there's something that I'm carrying with me. If the truma is chal, the bad truma is chal, I'm carrying the chait because it's constant. The chait continues because I cannot fix the truma that's chal. If it's not chal, I'm not carrying it. The lashon of leisisa, not stam that there's a chait here. There's always a chait. Leisisa means I'm carrying it, must mean it's chal. That's a nice chap explanation in why this is going to be chal in this case according to Rava. Now the question is obviously on Abaye. Abaye holds, it always is chal. So if I took truma on the wrong stuff, the shvach stuff on the good stuff, it's chal anyway. Who needs a pasuk? Abaye, ilav dam rachmana leisis lav chait, havamina, hachem rachmana, avid mitzvah mevcher, v'ilay avid chait ulay mikri, kamash bulan. I would have thought, this gets into a little bit of a conversation we had before, that we said by kachem, I would have thought this is truma. I would have thought that the Torah was just telling me that the best is to take from the best on the best. The proper way to take truma is take from the good stuff and the good stuff, and the bad stuff and the bad stuff. But if you didn't, no, it's a mitzvah. But if you didn't, it's not the end of the world. Kamash bon, no, your mom is a chayta. The pasuk is stressing that it's a chayt. It's not stam, a suggestion. It's a teva. It's mamish alav. It's alav abba mechal say, but it's alav, and one who doesn't heed to it is considered a chayta. That's why the Pesach is stressed over here. But normally Abaye says, Iyavid is Mahani anyway, it's just stressing that there's a chayt. Just one quick question the Shita asks, why does the Gemara not bring the same similar proof that Zalacha, that one's not supposed to take truma from Enim and Amukav? You take truma from produce that's here and produce that's here. I don't take truma from produce that's in Yehupitz and produce that's here or vice versa. And there's a lot to do that. So why is the, but the mice, if I did it, it works. So bring a rag against Rav again. Terry made him in Mukif. You're not supposed to do that. Yes, you do it, it works. Shita answers and Chami. Gemara could have. It's the exact same answer. The same answer of Lechisa of Chait that we answered for a case of taking for bad on good, that same Lechisa of Chait applies also to Terim, Shainim and Mukif, taking Chuma from one spot on the other where it's not together. And since the same Lashon applies to both, the same answer would be on both. The Gemara didn't feel a need to speak out that same question. Okay. Next Raya. Hari Mimin al Shainim Yinai. What about taking Chuma from a species, not on a different type. Torah says, take from all the chelav of the yitzer. Yitzer is the oil. All the best of the oil. The Pasuk actually says all the best of the oil, all the best of the wine, all the best of the grain. It's telling you, you should take from the best of each one. Utran. Ain't termin min al shini min yata, take shuma from one or the other. Vim term if you did, ain't shuma. Even if you did, I should say. And even if you did, it doesn't work when you go from one mint species to another. Alma, lemahani. It's a beautiful raya that when one tries to be over the Torah, it does not work. It's a raya to Rava. It's Kasha Abaye. It says that it works. It says clearly, Rishisam, Rishisam, makes us each one its own Rishis for each one. And if I try to do since the Torah is stressed, Rishisam is telling me if I try to do from one or the other, it will not work. Rav, another word is Bechenam Ravilai. Rishis, again, from the word Rishis, is telling me each one has to have its first type. It's only from its species, not from a different species. Rava, over there, it's referring to Chuma. Ulurava. According to Rav that holds Yavid is Lemahani always, why don't you pass a Rishisab Zayf Lemahani? Would anybody presumably be Lemahani? No. Well, Rav, Ilav Dam Rachman Rishis Havamina, Tirish V'Yitzer Dechsibu Chelev Chelev, that Tavka by Tirish Yitzer, where it says Chelev Chelev separately by each one, the ain't time is over there, you can't take one or the other. Aval Tirish V'Dagon, when it comes to wine and grain, the chal chelik sabu, where it only has the word chelik written there once, maybe over there, tarim hai. So the pasuk wasn't clear that all three have to be separated. So therefore, kasar rachmana, rachis, to tell me that even by grains and wine, also it's ma'akev, has to be separate, so we need rachis for that. Fektigamar, this is, should be familiar, we just had this in the, towards the end of the last mesechta, avrachin, v'harei charamim. Chayrim, we know there's two types of chayrim quickly. There's chayrim that goes to Hekdesh, but the Gabayas, and there's chayrim that goes to Kainim. We're focused over here on the chayrim of Kainim. What does the Pasuk say? If one makes chayrim to Kainim, there's not an opportunity to sell it or redeem it. It goes to Kainim, that's it. And the Kainim keeps it. You cannot redeem it, you can't sell it. As opposed to, obviously, chayrim, when one makes chayrim to Hekdesh, on the contrary, the whole point is to redeem it and give Hekdesh the money. Okay. Utran. Back to Chayrim Kainim, where you're not allowed to sell or redeem. And we learned to the Mishnah, Chayrim Kainim ain't lem pigeon, there's no pigeon, unless the Kayan, you give it to the Kayan. So it's clear, there's no pigeon, it doesn't work. And you give it to the Kayan, Almale Mahani. Even if you try, it doesn't work. Tiyaf to Abaye, it's Kashan Abaye, who says that when you're Aver, it still works. Amalach, Abaye will tell you, Shani Yasin Nor Machmona Kredish Yashim He, Bavyasa Yehe. The Pasuk says, Kredish Yashim Hu, sorry, Hu. Kredish Yashim Hu, it's Kredish Yashim, the word Hu tells me it should remain the same. Normally, Yavid is Mahani. If I try to do it, it works. But over here by Kachim, where it says Hu, who tells me it should be the way it was, it should remain the way it was, and therefore it remains in a state of Kedusha. Even if I try to redeem it, it's not going to work because of the Pasuk Hu. In fact, Gemara, top of Ambez, Ulu Rava, now Rava holds Yav Leimani always. So what does he need this meat for? Hai Hu Limute Bechar. The word Hu comes to exclude Bechar. The Tanya doesn't come up again later in the Daf. The Tanya, we learned, Bechar Nemele Sista, but Bechar also. A Bechar animal that's born, Halacha, the Pasuk says, you should not redeem it. Venim Ku, but you're allowed to sell it. I cannot redeem the Bechar. I can't take the Kedusha off the Bechar, but I can, yes, sell it to someone else. But Meiser Nemele Ego. Let you go. By Meiser Behem, it says, let you go. And Halacha is, Venim Nimkur, cannot be sold either. Meiser Behem cannot be sold, nor could be redeemed. Lechayv Leshacha, whether it's Shechted, while it's still alive, or even if it's after Shechted, letam lebamum, whether it's a tam, it's bamum. Okay, so I would have, Mar doesn't fear race, but the Mar means to say is, I would have thought that by Bechar also, it can't be sold, since we know we have a comparison from Bechar to Meiser, I would think of Bechar also cannot be sold, even, like, you're not allowed to sell it. Kamash Balan, who, the Pasuk therefore says the word who by Charamim, to say that Charamim, it's a miyat. Charamim cannot be redeemed or sold, whereas Bechar, even though it can't be redeemed, it could, yes, be sold. And don't learn out from your Hekesh to Meiser, which we do have. We compare Bechar to Meiser, but not like Abedis Din. A Bechar can, yes, be sold. That was the point of the word who. Farei Tmura. Now, one quick lumdus from the Brisker Rav. He has a very Gishmak Achav. He's bothered. What was the Gemara's Kasha, or Raya Bechlal, from Chermei Kayanim? He says, you have to analyze, what is Chayim HaKayinim? The fact that you cannot sell and can't redeem it, is that telling me that there's an inherent stronger Kedusha than, let's say, Pedek HaBayis, other Kedushas? Other Kedushas can be redeemed. This Kedusha cannot be redeemed. Is it inherently a stronger Kedusha? Is it Be'etzem a stronger Kedusha? Or no, it's a same Kedusha, maybe even lower Kedusha, but there's a side din that it shouldn't be redeemed. Side din that it shouldn't be sold. There's two ways to look at it. Is it that the Kedusha is a different Kedusha of Chayim HaKayinim? Or the Kedusha is the same Kedusha as other Kedushas. But there's a side din over here, it shouldn't be redeemed. Says the Biskra, from the fact that our Gemara brings it into our discussion of Yavid, Le'mahani or not, it must be that it's not a special Kedusha. If it was a special Kedusha, then the Torah is telling me a Metzias. This is a Kedusha that's not redeemable. If it is a Kedusha not redeemable, it's not even so much a lav of you're not allowed to redeem it. It doesn't work. It's a Kedusha that is not subject to being redeemed. Of course it can't redeem it. What would be the Kasha on Abaye in the first place? The fact that Maria Sakasha would seem to indicate that no, it's a regular Kedusha and there's a separate din, do not redeem it. Separate din, even though, again, like the same level of Kedusha, maybe even a lower level of Kedusha, but there's a separate din not to redeem it, and therefore the Marzal question of Abaye, if it's just a separate din not to redeem it, don't redeem it, then why it does not work if you hold Yav Mahani, it should work here. That was the Gemara's Raya. So the Brisker wants to bring a Raya that, again, Chayim HaKayinim is not a special Kedusha. Harit Mura. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah. And this is presumably why this whole sugya is two blot of discussion, whether if one is Aver and Alav, does it work or not? It's a Shas Machlekes. We're bringing tons of rice throughout Shas, and yet it's parked in the first few blot of Tmura. The simple reason is because one of the rice is from Tmura, but it's not a good enough reason. Another reason is also because few of the rice that we quoted, one of them we already quoted before, about the Einis, that's Ba'anis, a girl, and divorces her, and then one needs to take her back. We quoted in yesterday's sig of Labanit HaGlasei, and we have another raya of Bikur Ben Truma is going to be coming up, which we also said in yesterday's daf. So three of the rayas are related to the first two Ba'anis Masechta. And furthermore, just another side point, many of the other rayas are actually Zroim Dikar rayas, which there's no Gemara for. So this is the best place for the Shas to bring the sugya, because many of the rice are discussed in these few blah, plus many of the other rice have no other place in Shas anyway. Okay, but here's our Mishnah. Have a tamura. The din of tamura, the rechmana, le'achafen of le'amayis, the Torah says, don't make a tamura, don't make a substitute for a carbon. V'tana, we learned in our Mishnah, le'isha de marshal hamer, elishim, meimer, mumar, not that he's allowed to, when we say, hakol, everyone can make a tamura, hakol mamirim, not that he's allowed to, rather, if he does, it works for Sevik Zebar, and he gets Malkus. If he does it, it works. There's a lav, yet if he does it, it works. It's a raya to Abaye. Says the Gemara, Amma Mahani, Tifta the Rav, it's a kash on Rav, Amalech, Rav will tell you, Shiny Hasam, Damar Krav, Vayahu, which must be a Kaddish. Black and white pasuk, the Torah says, if you do it, it and the Tamur is Kaddish. So Rav says, you're right, normally Lay Mahani. Over here, the Torah says it's Mahani. Pretty clear. On the contrary, now it becomes a little bit of a question of Abaye, that, according to Abaye, Labaye, what do you need the pasuk for? If you wouldn't say Tamurasai, what was he trying to do? He was trying to take the Kedusha from animal A and to plunk it onto animal B. So if you hold Mahani, if you hold the works, you know what happened? Animal A would lose the Kedusha, and animal B would get Kedusha. Right? Says Abaye, Bahaya Hu Tabarsi Kedush. Is Taka not coming to tell me that the second one gets Kedusha? You have Mahani, I know it works. What it's telling me is the first one retains its Kedusha, doesn't lose the Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Ilav Dam Rachmana, Vayu Tabarsi, have me to take Zuv to Kanazu. The Kedusha leaves, the first goes to the second. Gamash Bon, that no, it stays by the first. So even according to Abaye, we absolutely need this Pasuk. Vayu Bechar. Dam Rachmana Le Sifta, the Pasuk says by Bechar, it says, Lay Sipada. This is the Shita asks on the case of Tamura, on our Mishnah. It's a black and white pasuk. What was the Mars Havamina to ask from Hayy Tamura, Hayy Tamura, Hayy Tamura, it's black and white, the psukim of Tamura. To all the other Rayas, we bring the Raya, and we bring a Drasha, pasuk, to answer the Raya. Over here, it's black and white, it's a fair from the pasuk. What was the Havamina? He's very bothered. What the Mars Havamina was, he won't say in a Chami. The Kasha was never really on Rava. Rava's answer, Hayy Tamura, Hayy Tamura, was Pashat. The whole Kasha was to get that Abaye. According to Abaye, why do we need a pasuk for Yitzhak Kaddish? I teach you this Kaddish, and Kedusha stays in the first one. Hari Bechar, what about, this is the sixth question. Hari Bechar, the Machmar Lisif, the Pesari says, don't redeem the Bechar. You're not supposed to redeem Utan. Yeshla Pidyon, Tmurasim Pidyon. We learned by Karbanas in general, there's a din of Pidyon, you can redeem them. And the Tmura, if they get a Mumatse, you can redeem them. And the Tmura, if they make a Tmura on the animals, the Tmuras also have a Pidyon. Chusman Bechar, I'm in a Mice, except Bechar Meiser, which don't have Pidyon, period. Al-Malei Mahani, we see that it doesn't work. Terry says don't do pidyon, and it doesn't work by Bechar Meiser. Even if you try, it doesn't work. Tif to Abaye, it's a kasha on Abaye. Amar Lach, Abaye will answer you, Shani Yasim, Makra, Haim. The Terry says clearly the word Haim, by Vyasi Yu. Haim is like a who. Haim is telling me they're holy. Haim, they remain holy, by Vyasi Yu, you cannot take away the Kedusha. So for there, it's Yavalei Mahani, L'Rava. Who holds anybody of Lemhani? Hi, Haim, Lamali, what does he need for? Haim Craven, Tabasso Craven. Haim's telling you different din. That by these things, they're born on the Mizbech, but the Tamuras don't go on the Mizbech. Talk to Marias. Labai has from Anale. How does Abaye know that Haim Craven, but the Tamura of a Bechar does not go on the Mizbech? We say, who kariv, Lashem who kariv, the Bechor itself goes to Mizbeach, vain to Rasa Kreva, the Tumur doesn't go to Mizbeach. So now we're really getting into a longer conversation between Abai and Rava, whether or not the Bechor, we say you don't make a Tumura, the Tumur doesn't go on the Mizbeach, so what the source is. So Rava is saying it's from the word Haim. Abai used the word Haim to tell me that the Kedusha remains, that you cannot be paid it. Rava used the word Haim to tell me that the Tumura doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Abai, how does he know Tumura doesn't go on the Mizbeach? From the word who, Imshar Imseh Lashemu. For Rava, why attack does Rava not use the same pasuk as Abai? Imshar Imseh Lashemu. Mar says, you're right. And Chalami Demahukra, from the word who of that pasuk, you learn that the Bechor goes on the Mizbeach and not the Tumura. So the question now is back on Rava, what do you do with the word Haim? Ela Haim Lamali, Limina Bechor Maisa, Shes Arv Dam Bechor Elam, Shekrem Lagam Mizbeach. Haim is teaching me that let's say the Dam of Bechor or Maisa gets mixed with the Dam of other Karbanas, it goes to the Mizbeach. You have Dam of different Karbanas that are all supposed to go to the Mizbeach. You could do Zrika, and we don't say there's an issue of one blood nullifying the other blood. So that's what Rava learns from the word Lashon of Haim. Haim is plural, they can go up the Mizbeach together, multiple bloods. Vabayi, how does he know there's a Lacha that if you have mixed up bloods, that it goes to the Mizbeach, and you don't say that one dam is mevatel the other dam, says Gemara of Abaye. Hayis from Manoli, as you know, this the lakach dam apar v'damas are famous from the pasuk by Yom Kippur. That you take the what, the blood of the goat and the blood of the cow, you mix it together. How the dam apar v'dam meshasar? We know the dam of the par is much greater than the dam of the sar, and yet it's not being mevatel the dam of the sar. You mix it together, and you're getting that mixture of putting the mizbeach. Mekan, you could say over there it's dafka the mitzvah. Okay, mekan lo elam shem mevatel zezeh. There's a raya that dam that goes to mizbeach is not mevatel one on the other. D'tanya. The pasuk says you take the dam par dam asur. We learn from there it should be more of divrei Rabbi Yishaya. So according to Rabbi Yishaya, that's Abaye's raya that dam is not mevatel each other, and therefore he doesn't need to learn from Haim, like Rava learns from Haim in our sugya, from Haim by the Bechor. For Rava, who learns it from Haim, why does he not learn it from the din of dam par and dam asur of Yom Kippur? For Rava, hasa mizeh b'fin atzmai u'mizeh b'fin atzmai. Because over there, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's mizeh. It's a lashon maza. Yeah, same thing. Over there, you do spritzing from each one by itself. When it says you take from both, it doesn't mean you take from both mixed. You're taka taking specifically from the par and then separately from the tsar. You're not mixing it together and taking it together. And therefore, you have no proof that when you mix it together, it's not batal. Avada, even when it's mixed together, it would be batal. According to the din of Yom Kippur, and dafka from over here from the word haim, do we know it's not batal even when it's mixed together? Frek gemar nu kasha on Abaye very meiser damer achmana leigol v'utran yeshlam pigyanus merseim chutz min abachar min a meiser. By meiser the Torah tells us it's talking about meiser behema, not meiser dagan. Meiser behema, we know, we said earlier, you cannot redeem it nor can you sell it. And we learned in the Mishnah that other kabbanas have pigyan if they have a mum. Or and the Tumur Seim can have pidyon, except for Bechor HaMais, which don't have pidyon. We see that not only the Torah say you can't redeem it, if you try, it doesn't work. Amalei Mahani Tiftet Abaye. You see, it doesn't work. It's a kasha on Abaye. Raya to Rava that Yavle Mahani Amalach. Abaye lands you shiny Hasam Diyalf Avar Avar Mebechor. We have the famous Gzer Sheva. We've had it many times of Kolash Yavar Tachas Hashevet. Bavarta as a Bechor. So we have Lashon of Avar Avar by Bechor and Avar by Maaser. Make Gzer Sheva. And just like by Bechor, it's Mahani, so too, so just like Bechor is Le Mahani, the Gula, redemption, so too by Meiser, it's Le Mahani. Again, the same type of answer where we're saying that even though Abaye holds Mahani, normally the Torah's normal go-to would be Mahani. When there's a Pasuk, it tells me that it's Le Mahani, and in these cases, Bechor learns from, Meiser learns from Bechor, that we have a Pasuk that's Le Mahani. Ask the Gemara next case. And ultimately, all these rayas we're going through, we're saying, Mitzvah 10 today, another 4 tomorrow, the Gemara goes back and forth with these rayas to Rava or to Abaye, and deflects it with the Pasuk. So the Gemara ultimately, on tomorrow's daf, on the daf off the bottom, the Gemara is going to ask, so what's Takanaf Kamina? The bottom line is, Rava and Abaye, whether they hold in Lumdus, it's Mahani or not, in every case, they come out with the same outcome based on interpretation of Pesukim. So where do we actually have enough communal Maisa between Mahani and Lemani? The Gemara will discuss it on the bottom of Amun Aleph, the Tabar Azaf. Okay, ask the Gemara another case. So again, this is the Gemara we quoted in yesterday's daf. The being Maktim Chumah to Bikurim. So that's the Lav, the Kurim is supposed to go first. Truma second. If you go out of order, it says leis achrutan. Yet we learned in the Mishnah hamakdem af pishu leis asay mash asay asay. Even though you're not supposed to, it there's a lav. If it's done, it's done, and the truma is chal. Why is a chal? According to Rava, you should say yavle mahani kashan Rava raita baya amalach Rava shani hasam demakrami komas resechem tarimu. So it's a ribu that no matter what you did, it's already done. The point is, if it's done, it's done. The b'dieved it is chal. Ula baye is what is he in this pasuk for? He would hold chal anyway. Like Rav Papa told Abaye. Even if you take it in the kri, also it should be pater. If you take it too early, you take it in the kri, it should be pater from trumas from the truma. If the meiser is taken from the kri, it should be pater from truma. Amalei alacha makra mekom asosechem terimu. Mekom asosechem terimu tells you, or matanesechem terimu tells you that once in the kri you're chayav. So again, the case over there is where the levi came and took meiser from the stalks while still a stalk, and was saying that he, even though he skipped the process of Chuma, he's Pata because the Chiv wasn't Chal yet, and therefore it's going to be exempt from the Chuma. Whereas, if he comes and takes the Meiser, when it's ready a Kri, it already is Mechayiv and Chuma, so he's going to have to take the Chuma out. And that's the Rebbe, so he uses the Pasuk for that, and therefore Abaye wouldn't have a question what he's using this Pasuk for. He doesn't need it like Rav, because you have Mahani, but it needs to teach you that the Meiser is Chayiv to have Chuma taken before it. The Marna just asks, the first one, brother, what the Havmin is, the Gemara asks, who told you that when it's a stalk, it's pater, and when it's already in the Kri, you're chayev, maybe the other way, which would be a huge chiddush, that you're chayev to take truma from the meiser if you took it when it's a stalk, but once it becomes Kri, you now become pater. Okay, but my rest of Kri, let's test as Shabbalon, who told you to include the Kri to chayev to taking truma once, even though you've taken meiser prior, you still have to take the chuma, relate to the shabbal and by the stalks, you're allowed to skip that stage. Marba, niyasa kri, sheya shem chal digan. The kri is considered digan already, might see the shabbal, sheya chal digan, which is not called digan. Okay, and again, the freshman bothered, even without that svar of digan, wouldn't make sense that the chiv is chal to take chuma already in the stalk, and you don't have to go take the chuma once by the kri. That would be an interesting concept, but okay. Hari Almana, next question. Amal Kain Gadol, the Rachmana Amar Amana Grusha Leikach, the Pasuk says that Amana Grusha the Kain should not marry. Utsanayim, we learned in the Mishnah, Kamak Mishesh Kedushin, wherever Kedushin's Chal, Vyesha Veiran, there's a Veir Havad El Chacha Pagam, the Vlad gets the status of the Pagam, which in this case, the Vlad becomes a Cholol. So but the point is Yesh Kedushin, and Yesh Kedushin includes Amana and a grusha to a kohen. Aye, it's a lav. Why is the grusha chal? You should be of it lemahani according to Rava. Shiny hacha. The Gemara doesn't even bother to tell us what the kasha is on. It's obvious it's kasha on Rava. And the Gemara answers shiny hacha. Damar kra leichal zarei. It says leichal zarei by saying it's a chilul as opposed to a mamzer. That means grusha is chal because if grusha wouldn't be chal, that would make it a mamzer. By saying it's only chalul, therefore, it's a right, the Kedushin is Chal, so that's teaching you that over here, Yavid, it is Mahani. Ula Baye holds Yav Mahani anyway, so who needs this Pasuk? Name a Krol Yachel, Male Chal, Echad Levechal. The Pasuk teaches you something else. Lechal of the double Amid is teaching you that both the child and the woman become Neschal Ayyadeh, this Isser of marriage. Varei, ask the Gemara, Hikdish Balmum, and what about the case of Makdish Balmum Mizbeach? There's an Isser to Makdish Balmum Mizbeach. The Rechaman Amar, Kalash Abraimum Lesakriv, there's actually a bunch of Isserim that one could be Aver, if he's Makdish it, if he's Makravit, if he's Erech Vidam, all the different aspects, but we're focused over here at least on the hektish, the chalais. You being makdish and balmum and mizbeach. The pasuk says leisakriv. We learn from there an iser being makdish. Yet tonight we learn to the mishnah. Hamakdish balmum legam mizbeach. Afu pishleihu b'leis to say mashal se'asa. Even though it's a lav for being makdish and balmum legam mizbeach, what's done is done and it takes effect. Here the Gemara specifies again. Clearly, it's a question on Rav who says yevlei mahani. Tifted the Rav because here we see it is mahani. Amalach Rav and no shiny hasan demakra ulenede leiratze. It says that he's ever alive, but l'ned le'iratza, it won't be meratza for his neder. We make a diak, ritzah le'meratza, it won't be a good carbon, however, ha'mikdash kachif, wouldn't be kadosh b'chal, you won't say it's not a good carbon. You'd say that the kedusha doesn't take effect. By saying it won't be meratza as a carbon, you can make an inference, you can make a diak, that kedusha does take effect. Ulabaye, who holds yav mahani anyway, so kedusha would take effect, understandably, what does he need ned le'iratza for? If the Torah wouldn't say the led liratza, I know you have a mahani, I know it gets kedusha, and I would think, okay, you shouldn't have been makdish b'mum, but now that you were, you are over on a mitzvah of a kasher, still kasher b'dieved, which is a sfer that would be more easily understandable, even though b'mum is no good, by kutshim, because we know we have this concept of shina kasva akav. Maybe it's l'chatchil, not something you should do, but b'dieved is okay, kamash malan, that no, l'ned l'yiratza, that it's not good, even b'dieved, you can't bring it as a carbon, so Abaye also needs the pasuk. So we've gone through 10 potential rayas to Rava or Abaye, and we've essentially answered up each one. There's no riot to have mahani or not, because whatever riot we have, there's a pusuk to counteract it, to explain why it's not necessarily an indication to the rule at large. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll pick it up and we'll do the last four riots and the outcome of the sugya, where there is a nafkamina lach lamaisa whether we say Yavim Hani or not.